Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 5, 2015, guitarist Kimberly Rue sold the rights to his song Walking on Sunshine, as well as the rest of his back catalog, to music company BMG for $16 million. The record was number 9 in 1985 for Katrina and the Waves. On this day in 2009, plans for a free show to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the legendary Woodstock Music Festival are canceled by Michael Lang, one of the original promoters. Lang told Rolling Stone magazine that the reason for the cancellation was money. No sponsors. On this day in 1999, Patsy Cline gets a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Although primarily remembered as a country artist, she placed 4 hits on the Billboard Top 40. Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, Crazy, and She's Got You. On this day in 1993, Randy Hobbs, bassist for the McCoys on their 1965 hit Hang On Sloopy, passes away at the age of 45. On this day in 1978, Steve Martin's novelty tune King Tut peaks at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100, nearly 3 months after it was featured in a skit on Saturday Night Live. Some of the backing musicians on the track, who called themselves the Toot Uncommons, were actually members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The record, which pays homage to Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun, would go on to sell over 1 million copies. On this day in 1968, Luther Perkins, Johnny Cash's guitar player, who is credited for creating the Man in Black signature boom chicka boom style, passes away suddenly at his home at the age of 40. On this day, August 5th, 1965, which member of one of rock and roll's greatest duo caused the cancellation of an entire movie? The answer is right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 5th, 1965, a member of one of rock and roll's greatest duos is accidentally knocked off of a camera car and breaks his leg on the first day of shooting the film Easy Come, Easy Go. 17 others are also hurt, causing Paramount to cancel the movie entirely. A year later, another accident would cause him severe brain damage, from which he would never recover. He is Jan Berry of Jan and Dean, and here they are with Dead Man's Turf.
Sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You woke up.